Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, we've had a good show today, but we've got to wrap it up in a relatively short period of time. But we have an important topic, I think, to talk about, right? There's been a tremendous amount of volatility up and down, the swings, and it's affecting people. Let's put it in context,
okay?
Because I think people will be surprised about what you might say or what you're going to say next.
So we're talking about the whole volatility and how to be comfortable. So
and the opportunity attached to it.
Here's
right?
what happened. Really quick story. Person listening to our show sent me his portfolio is down 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, down 10% from January 1st. So year to year, mm-hmm. down 10%. Comes to me and says, I'm concerned. Can you tell me what do I do about my portfolio? So I went through the portfolio and I kind of analyzed what's the internal volatility we should be expecting given what the individual holdings are. And he's supposed to be around 10% plus or minus 95% of the time.
Okay.
So he's well within what I consider to be normal.
Right.
I'm not going to bore people on the radio about standard deviation and all that kind of mathematical terminology. I just want to basically say when I analyze a portfolio, when I look at our own portfolios, when I look at how things are happening in the world and use those, you have to have an understanding that things go good and bad. For example, in Calgary, you have a visitor coming from outside the country and they say to you, in the month of January, what should I expect mm-hmm. as the typical temperature?
Right.
You can't answer that in Calgary. Because it can go from plus 12 to minus 42.
Right.
So if it's anywhere between plus 12 and minus 42, that's
normal.
Normal. That's the same thing in a portfolio.
Yeah.
There's a range.
Right.
It's plus to minus.
Right.
And anywhere in that range, it's Calgary.
Right.
It's a portfolio.
Right.
That's just how it is.
Yeah.
When it goes beyond the normal, that's when you can say, this is not normal for us. Something's going on.
Right.
Right. And I think when people hear me say, well, that's normal, they're looking at me as if I'm speaking a foreign language.
Well, because they're scared, right? So people in this last 3 months, these big swings, 1,000-point swings in a day, they scare people. Now, wherever we end up on any given day, right? But over a period of time, you're right, there is a range of what normal is just based on asset allocation, right?
Yeah.
So every asset class, cash, stocks, bonds, right? Alternatives, they all have different standard deviations, amount of what's normal in terms of that up and down.
Yeah, they've got a high degree of what's normal. Now, what if someone says to you, I don't like that normal. I want to change it.
Right.
Now, if you're coming to Calgary and you don't like the weather in Calgary, then don't come to Calgary.
Right.
That's one. So don't participate is a way to avoid.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
The other part of it is what? What else can we do?
Well, balance, right? So it's not. So what you often hear is we talk about asset allocation, right? So if you want to bring the amount of normal range plus or minus down a little bit, then you should diversify the portfolio.
Correct. By diversifying, you then reduce that volatility, which also means you're giving up some of the upside.
Right.
To protect yourself on the downside.
Right.
And when I hear people out there saying, just live off of dividends, you have to accept that volatility.
Because dividends are primarily paid
stocks.
From equities, right?
Yeah. So those stocks have a 15 to 17% standard deviation. In other words, what I'm trying to say is the average person in a stock portfolio
100% stock portfolio
should be willing to accept plus to minus 30% swings.
95% of the time.
Correct.
Two standard deviations.
High probability that you should be comfortable plus to minus 30%. So you could get your dividend check and have your money to pay for your retirement, but your portfolio could be down 30%.
Right. Well, and a good example of that, Canadian banks, if you go back to the Great Recession, Canadian banks from peak to trough fell 54%. So you can imagine.
Yeah, you still got your dividend.
Still got the dividend.
Stock fell 54%.
Right. But your portfolio, if you were all bank stocks, could have been cut in half, at least on a temporary basis.
Correct.
Right. So that's what scares people, and that's what's scaring people in these markets right now, the volatility. Now, there's real risk. Like when we talk about risk, you talk about volatility.
Yep.
But there's also the risk of complete loss, irreplaceable loss of principal.
Correct.
That's a different kind of a risk.
Correct.
Right.
That's what people are worried about when they're in retirement. Is that if this portfolio falls, and Faisal, if I see this drop, I will not be able to have the lifestyle I want for as long as I'm going to live.
Right.
I'm going to run out of money,
right.
or there's going to be a change in my lifestyle, and that scares me. Absolutely right. The solution behind that is what we provide in our seminars and in our books. It's called asset dedication.
Right.
That is the solution. Okay, and I think that's what people need to kind of wrap their head around, that it's no longer the old way of investing of just let it grow over a period of time.
Right.
You can't just let it grow and draw.
Well, because you've moved to a new stage of life. That's right. The minute you start thinking about withdrawing from your portfolio, I am telling you fundamentally, the risks change.
Correct.
Right? The rules of investing change, and we're going to educate people about that at our upcoming seminar.
That's right. On Tuesday, January 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer, you need to reserve your seats. Give us a call, 966-8400, or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Okay, you got 30 seconds, pal, because I know we're talking about risk here, and that's sort of what I lay awake worrying about at night, but you lay awake worried about and looking for opportunity. And volatility also introduces opportunity.
A whole bunch of opportunity. People are going to sell for the wrong reasons. They're going to push stuff down. We're going to buy it up at a cheaper price. This is coming into Boxing Day time, my friend. Let's go shopping.
Yeah, and I think people need to understand that, right? Volatility does present opportunity. You got to come each day prepared to make some decisions and look for where the best opportunities are. That's what Faisal does a great job of on the team. Okay, my friend, we've got to wrap up another show here. I think this was a terrific one to kick off the year. I want to remind everybody that you can access any of the segment on today's show or any of our past segments at morethanmoneyradio.com, or you can have them delivered directly to you by searching for More Than Money CHQR on Apple Podcasts or in your favorite podcast app. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.